Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
You know, sometimes when you book a radio show, we book it a couple days in advance. You never know what the news can be. And every now and then you get a lucky day where you have a guest already booked on the line who can talk about some news that came out. Our guest today is Janetta King from Goldman Sachs, Regional Director. How are you doing, Janetta? Thanks for hopping on the program with us.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and the news that we're referring to, I was watching the news this morning and the ADP report came out for employment, and it was a little less than what they expected, a 247,000 employment change in the positive from March to April. But when they broke it down, small businesses lost 120,000 jobs, while midsize and large employers gained jobs. And Janetta, this is not something new here the last couple months or so, is it?
No, unfortunately, it's not. And that's what I do, John. I work with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Voices community. And we are in touch with thousands of small business owners across the country. And unfortunately, this issue of the workforce challenges is just being felt so acutely with our small businesses. And it also doesn't surprise me that, you know, the data has shown that larger employers are able to bring on new employees, retain their employees, because our small business owners are feeling like, you know, they are losing out when it comes to competing against larger employers. But that's, again, no surprise, because for small businesses, they are dealing with a lot coming out of recovery,
yeah,
or out of COVID. This recovery is not kind to them. And so there's a really very uneven recovery when it comes to larger employers versus our small businesses.
Is it money? Is it just the salaries that big employers can offer because they've got a little bit more cash flow, and small businesses, just especially those coming out of COVID, when you think of small businesses,
yeah,
they just can't do it?
Yeah, they can't absorb a lot of what COVID dealt in the same way that larger employers have. But I'll give you some of the stats, John, because our community does a lot of surveys. And so over the last 2 years, we have done 12 surveys, and we've really tracked the ups and downs with what small businesses are experiencing. And I'll tell you right now, it is really hard for them to compete with all of the inflationary pressures that they are facing. You know, it's one thing just to say, oh, inflation's tough, but you have the wage inflation. 67% of our small businesses said they've had to increase their wages to retain employees. And then 61% had to increase wages to attract employees. And 42% have lost employees to larger businesses that are paying more, not only in salary, but offering more robust benefits that our small businesses, while they hope to one day be able to offer, just can't offer in this moment with all of the other pressures facing them.
Many people might say, hey, this is capitalism. You're a small business entering this world, and, you know, it's dog-eat-dog world, and, you know, I can't blame someone for wanting to get a little extra money for them and their family. What are you guys able to do and discuss to try and help small businesses out? Because they really are the backbone, not just necessarily to our economy, although they're a huge part of our economy, but they're the backbone of our communities.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's a really high-stakes conversation because you want that diversity of businesses in any community. And so what we're saying is that small businesses really need to have, you know, access to capital. A lot of them coming out of COVID, John, their books aren't great. Even though they're trying to recover, it's hard for them to get access to traditional capital. So one of the things that, and they're still relying on a lot of the COVID era programs and things from the SBA that have really, you know, helped them get through. But now that we're on the other side, we are, you know, hoping that we can still advocate for access to capital so that they can grow, they can compete, and they can recover. One of the things, though, that we're really hoping for as the 10,000 Small Businesses Voices community is that Congress takes a hard look at the SBA, the Small Business Administration. It has been over 20 years, in fact, 22 years, since the SBA has been reauthorized. Well, what that means in layman's terms is, you know, every few years, Congress takes a look at federal agencies to decide what's going well, what else is needed. And we're really hoping that after 22 years and post-COVID, that Congress can roll up their sleeves, take a look at the SBA, and have this conversation about what it means to support today's small businesses in this particularly challenging environment.
Janetta, do you mind sticking around a little bit? I got to take a break, but I'd love to dive just a little bit deeper into that, okay?
Of course.
All right, I'll put you on hold, and we'll chat more about that. And 312-981-7200, give your favorite small business a shout-out. Love to give them a little free pub here today. But first, a look at weather and traffic. Hey, Mary. Iridian, I wish we had a button that I could press that would have David Hochberg say, "Let's review." I could do that after every segment. Hey, everyone, this is Your Money Matters. It's John Hansen, Janetta King joining us and continuing our conversation about small businesses. She's the right person to talk to, Midwest Regional Director for Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Voices. We were talking before the break, Janetta, about asking Congress to reauthorize the SBA and to update it to really make it good for small businesses. I know that's a very crude paraphrase. What specifically, and I know you could probably go on for hours on this, but like, what are the main areas that small businesses need help from Congress with?
Yeah. I think Congress does a lot of good things. They pass tax benefits for small businesses to take advantage of, but our data continues to tell us that small business owners do not take advantage of these, even though they're very favorable to small businesses. And that is because the process to access some of these benefits is very difficult. I think that we learned a lot when we saw small businesses try to apply for the PPP. A lot of our small businesses tell us that saved their business, no doubt. But it was a tough process for some of them, especially the smaller businesses, especially minority-owned businesses, to tap into that program. And we see that kind of time and time again when Congress does pass benefits like the Employee Retention Tax Credit, for example. The take-up rate is not great. So what's the disconnect there? The programs are available. Small businesses need them. We are hoping to work with the SBA and make sure the SBA has what they need to facilitate that matchmaking and get small business owners the assistance that they need that a lot of times, you know, Congress has already passed.
So a lot of it's connecting the dots, right? And I imagine part of it, why a small business owner may not know how to tap into that, is simply because they're really busy running their small business.
They're a small business owner.
Yes.
They don't have 10 people on staff to be able to sit down and fill out those forms. That's exactly right.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know that, you know, and not to get into the political world too much, because, you know, it's obviously, you know, we appreciate the support of Congress, but I did hear from some small business owners that minimum wage impacts them and what they have to do. And I have no doubt that it certainly does, although some of them were able to get PPP loans. So it's got to be a hard world to navigate, right? Because every small business has their own unique challenges, and it's impossible for a one-size-fits-all answer. So I imagine that's part of what your job is to do, is to really identify the trends in small businesses and not get too bogged down in each individual one, while at the same time making each one feel special and heard.
No, that's absolutely right. And that's why these surveys are so important, because we can ask, and for example, in this latest survey, over 1,000 of our small businesses, you know, what are those issues that you're facing? They come back with inflation. They come back with supply chain. They come back with workforce. But they also tell us that they're interested in doing procurement and more work with the government. They also tell us that childcare has been an issue for their employees, so they want to work on that. So there are certainly some overarching themes, and that's why we're advocating for the reauthorization of the SBA, because when you have that conversation about what small businesses need today, you can address those issues that our small businesses really do have in common as they're trying to compete in a post-COVID world.
Why isn't it being reauthorized? Is it like everything else in Congress? It's stuck in the mud?
You know, there's only so much that can get done each Congress, and we want to make sure that it gets done. You know, we are fortunate that small business issues tend to be fairly bipartisan.
Yeah.
And that's why we are hopeful that if we can tell the story that, you know, small businesses need new supports right now, that we can have bipartisan support for that conversation. So we actually expect it to be, you know, a conversation that Congress does have here in the near term, and our community is advocating hard for that. And, you know, over the last 2 years in the pandemic, I think it's fair to say that the small business community is a very sympathetic community, because with no fault of their own, they have really experienced some things that, you know, they've navigated, they've survived. We're on the other side of the lockdowns, but we need to do a lot more to rebuild and support this community.
I mean, it drives me crazy enough that Congress can't tackle the issues that are truly divide the country, because they're often afraid to. But when I Google SBA reauthorization, and literally there's statements from Democrats and Republicans in nearly every state, those are the ones that drive you crazy. It's like, just get in the room and do it. But that's for another show. I'll let John Williams deal with that when he's king for a day. Last thing I want to leave here with is just a reminder to everybody out there, and I imagine this is something you preach, just be mindful, everyone, about where you do spend your money. And look, we're in the real world, right? People use Amazon, they use these big box companies sometimes, and that's okay too. That's part of a healthy economy. But just to be conscious of making sure that, just like we want balance in employment, for that to happen, there has to be balance in the money you spend.
Well, thank you, John, for saying that, because not everyone is a policymaker. Not everyone can have a hand in reauthorizing the SBA. But, you know, you, a community member, you can have a hand in supporting your small business by spending money there and choosing to buy services and products there within your local community. And that will go a long way. That consumer behavior is something that really does have an impact on our community.
For sure. Jeanetta King, hey, thanks for breaking this all down for us today, okay?
Thanks, John.
Yeah, and feel free to come back with more updates from the 10,000 Small Business Voices.